good morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. It's a Friday morning, and, you know, people feel good on Fridays, Alan, and we could, therefore, perhaps blow through the $160,000 mark in the lockbox.
Well, David, we have a little more than 2 weeks to go, and I'm extraordinarily concerned about this. Look, we made $400,000 before the last one, and this is going to take everything that we all have. But in the end, it comes down to individuals who decide. I listen to it. I use it. I want it. It's me. I'm part of it. And I'm going to put something in. Never told you how much. You can do whatever you want. But the main thing that will lose this election for us, and you will get a voter cup and a voter t-shirt if you do it now, the one thing that will lose this vote for us right now is apathy. We've lost elections in the past in which people who you would rather not see have been elected because you didn't show up, both the towns and the villages and on the national level. So everybody, let's just make this work, okay? It's Alan, I'm asking you to save our station. From the very beginning, it's been SOS. WAMC.org.
Alan, we spoke yesterday about this as the news was breaking about the Egypt Air Flight 804, which was carrying 66 people en route to Cairo from Paris. It disappeared yesterday after making erratic turns and a steep plunge, stoking fears about terrorism. And Egypt says terror is possible. Also, Hillary Clinton called it a terrorist act. And you talked about the ramifications after the Times speculated, what if it was ISIS?
Well, there isn't a person alive, David, who doesn't put themselves into that airplane. We've all gone on airplanes. We know that there are some things you can do. You can have air marshals. You can have high security. But it doesn't take much for these people to get away with what they're doing. And I have to say, it is a very, very disturbing thing for everybody who ever flies in an airplane. But after all, that is what terrorism is about. I've asked people on Vox Pop and other places to tell me what they think, to try to get inside the minds of the terrorists. And it's very hard to do, obviously. But the one thing that keeps coming out is they want to create chaos. They want to create terror. They want that. However, what this country, when it's at war, has to do is to make sure that they do everything they can to catch these guys, to punish them, to put them away, and to make sure that people are safe. Because after all, that's what government does.
Now to this poll, Alan, I'm seeing in the New York Times this morning. GOP voters want party to support Trump. It's a CBS Times news poll.
You know, David, it doesn't seem like that would be a major shock to anybody. They voted for him. Now they want to see the party unite behind him. Clearly, there's been a dissonance in the party itself. He carries a different message quite frequently than they do. And you can see that he's trying to get over to the point where he can convince the rigorous Republicans that they should support him. I had predicted, as you know, David, a list of Supreme Court justices that would bring the Democrats over. I was right. He put out the list. I was on the money on that one. But I was wrong, because he's more concerned now about uniting the Republicans than he is about getting the Democrats. But in a general election, that's going to be a powerful argument for Democrats who don't want to see Trump. And they're going to say, think about the Supreme Court. He's already talked about how he's going to make a right-wing turn. That is something that I think was a mistake. Now, you know, Trump is Trump. He's been winning. Some people who counted him out, like me and everybody else in the very beginning, now have to see that he has a strategy and that strategy is working.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Take a moment now and put something into the lockbox to knock time off the on-air drive coming June 6th.
WAMC.org.